Thought for today. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Today is the first day after our 7-day intensive seminar, and it's a day of relaxation, of peace, of wonderment, where all of the things that we learned in those 7 days, we are now en masse putting it into practice in our life. We are putting into practice that we are talking to our 10,000 stem cells in our brain every day, every morning, and we're saying, good morning, you guys, good morning, 10,000 stem cells, good morning, time to get up. And they say, we've been up for hours just waiting for you to get up. And okay, I got work for you to do. Well, what is work? Well, I have some things that I think would be a lot of fun. Oh, that we're really ready for. What sort of things do you have that'll be a lot of fun? Well, number one, I am whole and perfect. Oh, okay. By the way, I'm the supervisor of the white stem cells up here, and I direct them to go out and do as we are bid, but we need someone to be over in charge so we can send one stem cell out to each activity. Okay. Joe, you go down and take care of that. I'm whole and perfect, and we're all set. So Joe says, yes, sir, I'm ready. And he bounces out and jumps down into the consciousness of us and says, I'm whole and perfect. Everything is in divine order. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. I'm whole and perfect. And he dances around through every cell of our body singing, I'm whole and perfect. And every cell of our body announces, right, right, right. It's true. It's true. I'm whole and perfect. And so Ellen says, now that's just the beginning. And so then while Joe's out there dancing around singing, I'm whole and perfect, and getting everybody organized in the body of ourselves to be whole and perfect, then Ellen says, all right, number two, what's that? What is that, sir? The supervisor says to Ellen, well, you don't usually say sir to a woman, you say ma'am. And he says, sir, I say sir because you are not a male or a female. You are a sir. You are a universal being. You are whole and perfect. You are. Now, what's next? Well, I'm independently wealthy. Well, cool. Beatrice, you take care of the whole and the independently wealthy gang. And Beatrice says, okay, here we go. And she gets on her fireman's pole and slides down into Ellen and gets all of her attitudes in perfect order for I am independently wealthy, I'm independently wealthy, I'm independently wealthy. And Ellen's cells all sing out, I'm independently wealthy, I'm independently wealthy. And they ring it out and they sing it out loud and clear and beautiful. And pretty soon all of her independently wealthy concepts and her independently wealthy thoughts, her independently wealthy geniuses manifest themselves and come forth into some beautiful, fantastic expression of good. But only because, who is there?
The boss.
Beatrice is there.
Okay.
Right?
Yes.
Because Beatrice is doing her job.
Okay.
So quick you forget about who you got working on your staff. Oh my goodness sakes. Ellen, there's 9,998 more to go. You know, you got to be careful. So you got 10,000 white stem cells ready to jump into action for you. And Ellen, remember every one of their names. And so now, hey, you. Okay. Well, by the way, supervisor, what's your name? My name is your name. Oh, so you're Ellen. Okay, Ellen, this is the supervisor, and Ellen's the supervisor's Ellen. So, supervisor, Ellen, what do you want next? Get a little difficult in talking to yourself there. Oh, I have a whole plethora of things that I would like to demonstrate in my life. Very good. Well, you name them, you claim them, we'll aim them, and bring them back. Okay. So all throughout the day, Ellen is naming all of the truths about herself. She's whole and perfect. She's absolutely independently wealthy. She's filled with joy and peace and happiness. She is peace. She is love. She is all the good things she could ever dream of. And then when Ellen forgets about having enough ideas to give the 10,000 stem cells, she starts repeating. And they start going over and over them again. And then she gets doubly happy and doubly wealthy and doubly healthy and doubly everything. And pretty soon she's triply healthy and triply wealthy and triply everything. And pretty soon she's quadruply healthy and quadruply and quintuply healthy. And on until there's nothing more to multiply against. And 10,000 is a lot, but it's a wonderful thing. So she says, well, why don't I just tell a bunch of you to go in and each in your own unique way do it? Ellen, we don't have a unique way. There is only one way to be independently wealthy. Oh, what is that? The only way to be independently wealthy is to have wealth that comes to you from a source that is unimportant and it is yours at all times. It is always there. It is not a source that can stop or start, that you can reduce or improve. It's not a source that is too little or too much. It's always a source that absolutely fulfills every thought you have at any point in your thinking system. And so, you see, you're introducing yourself to what it means to be independently wealthy. Now, Ellen, your supervisor says, Ellen, and you say, yes, Ellen. And the supervisor says, what does it mean to be whole and perfect? Well, Ellen starts giving her laundry list of negatives, and Ellen, her supervisor, says, Ellen, which direction are we going? That way or this way? Positive or negative? If we're going to go negative, then get ready, because we got to get our boots on. If we're going to go positive, remember, we're going to float our way through life in a beautiful way. Are you whole and perfect? Yes. Then, are you whole and perfect from what? There's nothing to be from. I'm whole and perfect as the allness of the universe, as the totality of the universe, as what everything is good and beautiful and fantastic. Well, now, can you imagine what kind of day Ellen has? Can you imagine what, I'm talking about her supervisor. Can you imagine what kind of day her supervisor has directing 10,000 little white stem cells? And then, under her skirt, if she has a skirt, under her skirt are being born 10,000 more new baby stem cells. And these stem cells are getting ready to leap into action just as soon as the first stem cells get out of the way and go to work and have fun and do whatever they're going to do. So, Ellen, move it, move it, move it. Don't go lollygagging around. Don't go daydreaming. See it done, see it done, see it done, see it done, see it done. And don't go playing a game that it's not yet done. Now, Ellen, can you have a dictionary? Can you have a book, a lexicon large enough to have all of the possibilities that your 10,000 stem cells can do today? And that your 10,000 stem cells can do tomorrow? And that your 10,000 stem cells can do in every day? Ellen, what are you going to tell me?
I'm whole and perfect.
Ellen, what are you going to tell me? And Ellen says, well, now is the only time there is, and here is the only place there is, so this is where I am working with my 10,000 stem cells right this minute, right today. And I'm working continuously with them, harmoniously with them, one with them, and this is the only set of 10,000 stem cells I need to be concerned about. Because they are put to work doing whatever it is my heart desires. However, sometimes if I begin to fade or wander and move off into yesterday or go off into tomorrow, then I give my stem cells a new task. They say, oh, you're playing yesterday, huh? You're playing something that no longer is important for you. You want us to get into that package that you had there, into all that chopped meat that you have there, into all those unhappy circumstances that you had there. Yeah. You want us to be your chili con carne, yeah? Your big mix of hot stuff, real hot stuff, and just burn your taster buds so you can't taste a thing. Is that what you want? Well, apparently that's what you want, because that's what you're feeding yourself. You're feeding yourself all of this garbage, all of this hot stuff. Well, what's wrong with chili? Nothing's wrong with chili, except you think it's too hot. If you think chili is just right, then it's just right. You remember the story about the three bears, don't you? Mama Bear and the Papa Bear and the Daddy Bear, remember? And Goldilocks came into their house, and she was hungry. And so she sat at their dinner table. And they had gone out to take a little walk because their forage was too hot. And so they were going to come back when it was just right. So Goldilocks sat down, and she sat at Papa's place, and because she was hungry, and that was the biggest bowl. And, ooh, that was hot. So she went to Mama's bowl, and Mama's bowl was better, but it was still pretty hot. And she went to Little Baby's bowl, and that was just perfect because it was just cool enough, just about the right time that they were going to be coming back soon. And she ate the bowl all clean. And then she went upstairs, and she saw these three beds, and she thought, wow. And the Papa Bear bed wasn't big enough, the Mama Bear bed wasn't big enough, and Baby Bear bed wasn't big enough, so she laid across all three of them. And then it was big enough, and she could have a nice nap. Now you see, all things work out in divine order. All things work out in divine order. It's not a matter of whose bed is what and whose porridge was what. It's all a matter that whatever Ellen wanted, whatever Goldilocks wanted, whatever the story called for, it was there. And this is what you do with your 10,000 stem cells. You put them to work, and then you sit back in smiling repose and say, go, it is done. And you know you're whole and perfect, you know you're divine, you know that you're the all. And what is one statement that might cover it all? And please don't answer me. What is one statement that might cover it all, which you could tell your stem cells to do, and they would completely take care of every circumstance, every possibility of your life? Tune in tomorrow to Thoughts for Today and hear what we have to say about the one possibility that covers them all. Have a nice day and know that we love you. We love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you. I love you.